接下来是今天证道的经文，真的证道的经文在路加福音十九章一到十节。路加福音十九章一到十节，耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，因为人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。”他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。众人看见，都私下议论说：“他进到罪人家里去住宿。”撒该站着，对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”耶稣说：“今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。”这是今天证道的经文。
Well, it's my privilege and delight to invite Pastor John Forrester to come and present the sermon to us this morning. John, would you
come up? And
those of you who have been at Trinity for quite a while will know and remember John very well.
如果你在我们三一进信会有一阵子的话，你应该知道说 John 这个牧师，他应该蛮清楚他的。
He and his wife Betty and their children served here for several years.
他的家人，太太 Betty 跟他的家人都在我们教会服侍很久了。
John, what years were you pastor here?
John, 你过去什么时候在我们教会牧会的了？
I'm a little older and my memory is not so good.
我有点老了，记忆不是记得很清楚。
But I think it was 97 to 2005.
大概是1997到2005年，我在这个地方教会牧会。
And at that time, how many children did you have?
那时候你有多少孩子呢？
Well, we came with three and we left with three.
That's right.
我们来的时候，这个教会我们只有三个，我们走的时候留下三个。
Well, ask me about my grandchildren.
Yes, exactly.
还有我的孙子呢。
At least one daughter-in-law, or yeah, one daughter-in-law.
你有一个媳妇留在这里。
And a son-in-law.
还有一个女婿留在这里。
So we have nine grandchildren now.
我们现在有九位孙子女。
And what ages do they range?
他们年纪是多大呢？
I'm testing you. I think Mark is
from about age 5 to age. How old are you, Mark? 12, 13.
Okay, 我的
5 to 13.
我的孙子的年纪大，从五岁到十三岁。
And I'm sorry, I'll stop quizzing you.
I don't care. I won't even remember this tomorrow.
Okay. John's daughter-in-law Maria led us in worship this morning.
那刚刚 Maria 就是 John 的那个他的媳妇，她刚帮我们带领我们敬拜。
And your son David is chair of our church board.
那 John 的他的儿子David 就是我们教会的执事会的主席。
So your family continues to be a big part of our ministry.
所以他们教会他们的家人继续在我们教会中心的服事。
Well, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, I thank you for Pastor John and for his family.
主耶稣，我们为John 牧师跟他的家人献上我们祷告。
I thank you for how you've worked in their lives.
谢谢你在他们生命里面动工。
And for how you've blessed this church through them.
谢谢你透过他们来祝福我们这个教会。
And for how you have made us all a church family.
谢谢你让我们成为教会里面成为一家人。
And Lord, I pray that as Pastor John shares your word.
主耶稣，我祷告说，在今天在 John 跟我们分享他的讯息的时候
，That he would know the leading of your spirit，
他会知道说圣灵的带领
，And the joy of your spirit，
还有你喜乐的圣灵
，That we would all find something from you this morning，
我们都会在今天早上，我们就会找到
，Because we know you are faithful，
因为我们知道你是那忠实的神
，And we thank you that we can share in your ministry this morning。
我们谢谢你，让我们今天早上在你的事工里面能够有份。
In Jesus' name，
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Lee.
谢谢 Lee 牧师。
You don't really look Chinese.
你看也不像中国人。
Well, it's a great privilege for me to be preaching here again.
那很高兴，这是我的荣幸，今天在你们当中来分享讯息。
Betty and I have wonderful memories of our time here.
那我的太太Betty 跟我在我有很好的记忆在我们当中。
Now, if you don't have your Bibles open, I invite you to open your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 19.
那如果你有圣经的话，麻烦你打开到路加福音十九章。
We have the story of Zacchaeus.
那这里我们看到撒该的故事。
And it's such a bright window on the life-transforming ministry of Jesus.
那这里让我们看到耶稣还有一个生命转变的一个事工，他怎么进行的？
You know, if you just turn back a page to the last story in the previous chapter in Luke.
如果你看到那个路加福音在这个撒该这一卷书的上一章的最后的故事的时候，
it is about a blind beggar reaching out to Jesus.
那看到一个瞎眼的一个乞丐，他来呼求耶稣。
And it's no surprise that someone who is poor and obviously needy will reach out to Jesus.
那如果说有一个很穷的人，那他来。他来呼求主耶稣时候，你一点都不觉得惊讶。
But Zacchaeus is a rich man.
但是撒该是个有钱的一个财主。
Why does he need Jesus?
他为什么需要耶稣呢？
You know, Zacchaeus can click on Amazon and order whatever he likes, and it'll be delivered by camel the next day.
你知道撒该还可以很容易的到亚马逊的上面去网购，然后点一点点一点，隔天就会有骆驼把他订的东西送到他家来了。
So why is this man interested in Jesus?
那他的故事为什么他为什么会对耶稣有兴趣呢？
Well, how has Zacchaeus made his fortune?
那撒该他怎么样得到他财富的呢？
Luke tells us that Zacchaeus is a tax collector.
路加福音告诉我们说，撒该他是一个税吏。
Do you like paying taxes?
你喜欢付税吗？
You know, we tolerate it, don't we?
你知道我们是要忍受的，不是吗？
At least in Canada, our taxes do not get sent to England.
那起码说我们在加拿大，我们收的税呢，我们没有送到英国去。
They don't get sent to China.
也没有把这个钱送到中国去。
They don't get sent to USA.
也没有送到美国去。
At least we benefit mostly from the taxes we pay.
那起码我们能够从这些税里面，我们收到一些好处。
But Zacchaeus is a different kind of tax collector.
但是呢，撒该他是一个不一样的一个税吏。
He is not collecting taxes for his own people.
他并不是为他自己百姓来收集这些钱。
He is working for Rome.
他是为罗马政府来收这些钱。
Historians tell us that the Roman authorities would ask for bids on collecting taxes.
那在历史上，很多历史学家告诉我们说，罗马的政府吧，他们会这样用把外包把一些收税的那些这些工作包外包给人家去做。
And the person winning the bid was very happy.
那收到拿得标的这个人会很高兴。
Because they could keep some of the money themselves as long as they made sure Rome was happy.
那他们因为他们可以自己留一点财富，他只要确定罗马政府高兴就可以了。
Well, it was one way to get rich.
那这是他得到一个致富的一个方法之一。
But what about the personal cost of such a way of life?
但是他们个人付上的是怎样的代价呢？
How did Zacchaeus feel about himself?
那撒该他怎么看自己呢？
What kind of reputation did he have with his neighbors?
在他邻居里面，他的声望是怎么样的呢？
You know, during World War II, the country of Holland, my wife is in Holland, by the way, right now, the country of Holland was occupied by Germans.
你知道在第二次世界大战的时候呢，荷兰是被德国人所占领的。
And there are many stories of bravery and heroism and good things the Dutch people did.
那有很多很英勇的故事，或是英雄主义的故事，发生在很多荷兰人他们发生的身上。
But there were a few who collaborated with the Germans.
但是当中有些故事是因为他们跟德国人来合作。
And even today, families don't talk about it.
甚至到今天，他们家人都不想提起这些事情。
It's too hot to handle.
因为这些事情太敏感了。
It's too shameful.
太羞愧了。
Well, Zacchaeus is like this. He has sold himself to the enemy.
那撒该的例子就像这样子，他把自己出卖了给敌人。
And in order to understand this man and this story, we need to understand the shame that he carries.
我们要了解这个故事的话，我们要知道说撒该他身上背负怎么样的一个羞愧。
Those of us who grew up in the West are more familiar with guilt.
那我们成长在西方社会的人，我们可能比较知道什么是罪恶感。
But in other cultures, maybe some of you here, you're familiar with shame. You understand how it works.
但是在我们当中，有些人可能比较知道说什么是 什么是羞愧的感觉？
Guilt and shame are similar but different.
罪恶感跟羞愧是有点类似的，但是又不一样的。
Guilt is about falling short of the expectations of the law.
那罪恶感是因为你没有达到一个律法的要求。
Shame is about falling short of the expectations of a person.
那羞愧感是因为你没有达到某一个人的期望。
Guilt is about breaking rules.
那罪恶感是因为你触法，你犯法。
Shame is about breaking trust.
但是羞愧是因为你失去了信任。
Shame is about being seen by others in a negative light.
那羞愧是因为别人用一个负面的形象来看待你。
Well, we know how to deal with guilt. We're used to it.
我们知道怎么去面对罪恶感，我们都已经很习惯了。
We confess our sins.
我们认罪。
If we've stolen something, we pay back.
如果我们偷了东西，我们把它放回去。
And we ask the Lord to change our lives.
我们求神来改变我们的心。
But how do we deal with shame?
但是我们怎么来面对这个羞愧呢？
We don't even want to talk about it.
我们根本就不想谈这个事情。
We don't even want to preach about it.
我们根本不想要讲到讲这个事情。
Because talking about confessing shame sometimes makes it feel worse.
因为有时候你要承认你的羞愧的时候，会让事情更糟糕。
So here's a question I've been asking myself for a few years.
那这个接下来是个问题，我自己一直在问我自己好多年了。
We know that Jesus is good news for people.Who are burdened with guilt?
我们知道耶稣是个好消息，是个福音，对那些被沉重压住，罪恶感沉重压住的那些人。
But is Jesus good news for people who are burdened with shame?
但是耶稣对那些对被羞愧感所沉重压住的人是个好消息吗？
Well, this is where we get back to Zacchaeus.
那就是这时候我们回来看撒该。
Zacchaeus is carrying this burden of shame.
撒该身上背负了沉重的罪恶，羞愧感。
He's chosen to be a tax collector.
他被选择了当一个税吏。
And in the eyes of his neighbors, he is dirt.
那在他的邻居的眼里面，他一文不值。
What does his father think of him?
那他爸爸怎么看待他呢？
It wouldn't surprise me if his father had him photoshopped out of all of the family pictures.
那我一点不惊讶，假设他爸爸在他家族的照片里面，把他用那个软体把他的照片拿掉。
That boy is no son of mine.
这个孩子不是我的儿子。
By the way, Zacchaeus is not just your average tax collector.
那是我讲到说，撒该他并不是指一般的一个税吏而已。
He's your chief tax collector.
他是一个税吏长。
In any other field, this would increase his honor.
那在别的领域的话，这个头衔可能会增加他的荣耀。
But in his situation, it increases his shame.
但是他的情况里面，其实增加了他的羞愧。
So Zacchaeus has money and he has power.
所以撒该他有钱，他也有权力。
And we often see people trying to deal with their shame by getting more money and more power.
那么通常会看到很多人，他为了要减轻他的羞愧感带来的痛苦，他们要得到更多的钱财，更多的能力。
But you know Zacchaeus will tell you that doesn't work.
但是撒该会告诉你说这行不通。
Maybe he drives a Lexus.
或许他有凌志的车。
Maybe he drives a Mercedes Benz.
或许他开了奔驰的车。
Maybe he lives in a $4 million penthouse.
或是他住在一个400万的豪宅。
I guess in Vancouver that wouldn't be a very big penthouse, would it?
我相信说在温哥华400万不算什么。
But you know his heart is empty.
但是你知道他的心里面是空虚的。
Well, Zacchaeus hears that Jesus is coming to Jericho.
那撒该听到说耶稣就要到耶利哥来了。
And he is determined to see him.
他决心要看到他。
But you know what? The crowd will not let him through.
但是你知道吗？群众不让他过去。
Because the crowd has no respect for Zacchaeus.
因为那些群众他对他不尊重。
So Zacchaeus runs ahead and he climbs a tree.
所以撒该他跑到前面去，他爬上了树上。
You know, in that society, a mature man does not run.
你知道在那个社会的状况之下，一个成熟的人是不会跑的。
It's not respectful.
这是没有不尊重的。
In that society.A mature man would not climb a tree.
因为在那社会里面呢，一个人呢，是他不会爬到树上去的。
Children climb trees.
小孩子会爬树。
But Zacchaeus doesn't care.
但是撒该他并不在乎。
He is so eager to see Jesus.
他渴望见到耶稣。
So what is it about Jesus that pulls him in?
那到底是耶稣什么呢吸引到他呢？
We expect Zacchaeus to hide from Jesus.
我们相信说撒该是要躲着耶稣的。
You remember Adam and Eve hid from God in the Garden of Eden.
你记得在伊甸园里面亚当和夏娃躲着神吗？
But instead he is attracted to him.
但是相反的，他被他所吸引。
Is it possible that Jesus is good news for people with shame?
是不是有可能耶稣是对那些背负了沉重的罪恶感、羞愧感的人是个好消息呢？
Well, back to the story.
我们再回到故事里面来。
Verses 5 and 6.
就是第五节和第六节。
When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately, I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly.
耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说，撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
It's so good, isn't it?
这很棒，不是吗？
How many friendly faces does Zacchaeus see in a day?
那撒该他每天会看到多少友善的脸孔呢？
Maybe none.
可能一个都没有。
Anybody else would look up in the tree and see this little man perched there like a bird, and they'd laugh at him.
每个人看到这个树上一个蜷着一个人，一个小人，就像鸟一样蜷在那里，他们就笑着他。
But not Jesus.
但是耶稣不是这么做。
First of all, Jesus knows his name.
第一个，耶稣知道他的名字。
You know, you get to my age, it's hard to remember people's names.
你知道，在我们的年纪时候，很难记得人的名字。
I have my own name written on a card in my pocket.
我自己把我的名字写在一个卡片上面，放到我的皮夹里面。
But you know, whose names do we remember? We remember the names of people we like.
但是谁的名字我们会记得呢？我们只记得那些我们喜欢的人的名字。
How many people remember the names of tax collectors?
那有多少人会记得一个税吏的名字呢？
But for Jesus, there are no-name people.
但是在耶稣，他没有一个是无名小卒的。
Everybody counts.
每一个人都很重要。
As we just sang,
就像我们刚刚唱的歌，
He knows my name.
他知道我的名字。
He knows my every thought.
他知道我想的每一件事情。
He sees each tear that falls.
他看到每个流下来的眼泪。
And hears me when I call.
他听到我在呼求他。
How good it is for Zacchaeus to hear Jesus call his name.
那当撒该听到耶稣呼唤他名字的时候，是多么好的事情啊！
Does he know your name?
他知道你的名字吗？
Does he know my name?
他知道我的名字吗？
Of course he does.
当然耶稣知道。
Do you ever stop and listen?
你有没有停下来听呢？
And hear Jesus calling your name?
听到耶稣呼唤你的名字呢？
Secondly, Jesus invites himself for dinner.
接着耶稣邀请他来，要去他家吃晚餐。
Hey, Zacchaeus, get down here.
他说，撒该快下来。
What have you got in the fridge?
你今天冰箱有什么呀？
I'm coming over for dinner.
我要到你家吃晚餐。
You know, we expect Jesus to focus on the needs of Zacchaeus.
你知道，我们希望耶稣他会专注于到撒该他的需要。
That's what mission is about, right?
我们的使命，我们的宣教不就是这样子吗？
But Jesus presents Zacchaeus with his own needs.
但是耶稣呈现在撒该面前是耶稣自己的需要。
Jesus is hungry.
耶稣饿了。
He's tired.
他很累了。
And he needs a place to stay.
他需要个地方能够住宿。
You know, I think Zacchaeus knows how to walk tough and talk tough.
你知道，我觉得撒该他知道怎么样能够行为言行举止很强硬。
Because that's how people deal with shame.
这就是人们一般在对待羞愧的时候一个方法。
But you know, it's only a mask.
但是这只是一个面具。
It's like a face that he puts on in the morning.
就好像每天早上他戴上一个面具。
Like a shirt that he puts on every morning. He puts this mask on every morning.
就他每天早上我们穿上一个衬衫，他每天早上戴上这个面具。
But what is behind the mask?
但那面具后面是什么呢？
People burdened with shame are fragile.
当那些承担着很多羞愧感的人，他们是很脆弱的。
The mask is a kind of protection.
这个面具是一个对他就是个保护。
If Jesus had come as powerful and rich and strong, I don't think Zacchaeus would have taken the mask off.
如果说耶稣他来的时候是一个非常有能力、非常很富有的人的话，撒该他就不会躲在这个面具之后。
But Jesus comes in weakness.
但是耶稣来是一个很脆弱的一个人。
He's the one looking for help.
他是那个寻求帮助的那个人。
And Zacchaeus drops the mask.
所以说撒该还拿下他的面具。
You know, at the beginning of the day, the most Zacchaeus hoped for is maybe catch a little glimpse of Jesus.
你知道，在一天开始的时候，撒该还想到说，或许我可以看到耶稣看一眼。
And now Jesus is coming to dinner.
那现在耶稣到他家来用晚餐。
Zacchaeus has already grown about 2 inches tall.
撒该马上长了两寸高。
He has the honor of hosting the famous rabbi.
还有这个荣耀，能够今天晚上来接待这个很有名的一个老师。
Which brings us to verse 7.
那我们来看第七节。
All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner."
众人 看见都私下议论说他进到罪人家里去住宿。
Jesus could have stayed anywhere in Jericho.
耶稣可以待在一个耶利哥任何地方。
But he chooses to stay at the home of Zacchaeus the tax collector.
但是他选择待在这个税吏撒该他的家。
And the crowd is letting us know that they do not approve.
那是群众的他的反应，我们知道说他们不喜欢。
We don't hang out with people like that.
我们不跟这种人在一起。
We don't go near their homes.
我们不去他们家。
And we certainly don't eat with them.
我们绝对不跟他们吃饭。
But for this community where honor and shame are so important, Jesus is now behaving shamefully.
那在这个社群里面呢，这个荣耀和羞愧是非常重要的。那耶稣现在的言行举止呢，让他们觉得很羞愧。
You see, Jesus is giving honor to Zacchaeus by going to his home.
那耶稣给撒该这个荣耀，就是去到他家里去吃饭。
But at the same time, he is taking the shame of Zacchaeus on his own shoulders.
但是同时，他把撒该身上的羞愧都放到他自己的肩上来了。
But look what's happening to Zacchaeus now, verse 8.
那我们看第八节，耶稣现在撒该发生什么事情了？
But Zacchaeus stood up and he said to the Lord, "Look, Lord." Here and now I give half my possessions to the poor. If I have cheated anybody out of anything, I'll pay back four times the amount.
撒该站着对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
Zacchaeus stood up.
撒该站了起来。
Maybe for the first time in his life, he stands tall.
那或许他有生来生平第一次，他能够抬头挺胸。
He stands up and he takes responsibility for the choices he's made in life.
他站起来为他这一生做过事情的这个行为，他负上了责任。
Look at me, Lord.
他说：“看着我，神。”
No longer is he bowed down in shame.
他再也不会在羞愧里面匍匐。
No longer is he avoiding eye contact.
他不会再避免跟人群众的眼光接触。
Jesus is releasing him from the paralyzing grip of shame.
耶稣将他从一个羞愧的掌握当中解放了出来。
And now Zacchaeus is free to get on with resolving his guilt.
现在撒该他可以前进，继续来面对他的罪恶感。
Confession, repentance, restitution.
承认、悔改，还能再恢复。
And Zacchaeus gets on with it.
撒该可以继续下去。
He gives a lot of his money to the poor.
他把很多钱给了穷人。
And where he has cheated specific people, he pays them back four times as much.
如果他有讹诈了谁，他就还他四倍。
Will he have any money left?
他还有钱可留下来吗？
I don't think he cares.
我不觉得他很在乎。
He's met Jesus.
他已经遇到了主耶稣。
Never again will he try to find his worth in wealth.
他不会在财富里面寻找自己的价值。
He has found his worth in the welcoming face of Jesus.
他在耶稣欢迎的脸孔里面找到自己的价值。
So what just happened here?
所发生了什么事情呢？
Jesus makes it very clear for us in verse 9.
在第九节，耶稣他很清楚讲到说，
Today salvation has come to this house.
耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家。
Praise God, eh?
感谢主。
And then in verse 10, Jesus tells us why he came to earth.
那第十节告诉我们说，他为什么来到这里？
The Son of Man came to seek and to save lost people.
人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Who are the lost people?
谁是那些人呢？
Who does Jesus have in mind?
耶稣心里面惦记是哪些人呢？
Well, he has people like Zacchaeus in mind.
那耶稣他心里面惦记像撒该这样的人。
We wouldn't cross the street and talk to a guy like Zacchaeus.
我们不会过到街的那一头去跟这样的人讲话。
But Jesus came to save him.
但是耶稣来是要拯救他。
He's come for people who have messed up their lives.
他耶稣来是为要帮助那些把生活弄一团乱的人。
Who have made wrong choices.
谁或做了很错误的选择的人。
Broken people.
那些破碎的人。
People burdened with shame.
那些背负着很多的罪恶和羞愧的人。
Jesus has come to set us free.
耶稣来是解放我们。
He's come to give us our sight back.
他来是为让我们再一次的看到。
He's come to give us our face back.
他来让我们的面子再找回来。
You know, Zacchaeus went out looking for Jesus.
你知道撒该他出去寻找耶稣。
But it turns out that Jesus was looking for Zacchaeus.
那其实是耶稣回来找撒该。
And Jesus is looking for each one of us.
那耶稣回来是要寻找我们每一个人。
He knows our names too.
他也知道我们的名字。
He knows where we're hiding.
他知道我们躲在哪里。
He knows what's behind the mask if we have a mask.
他知道我们躲在那个面具后面的脸。
He understands the burden of guilt.
他知道。那个罪恶和羞愧。
He understands the burden of shame.
他知道罪恶和羞愧。
And he is ready to lead us forward into life.
他已经准备好要带我们进入生命里面。
He's ready to break open the door of our prison.
他想要把我们的这个监牢的门打开。
And he's ready to lead us into the everlasting joy.
他想要带我们进入永久的快乐。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming into this world.
主耶稣，谢谢你到这世上。
We thank you for saving Zacchaeus from his shame and guilt.
谢谢你拯救了撒该从他的罪恶里面。
We know that your desire is to save each one of us also.
我们知道你的渴望是能够拯救每一个人。
Help us to take that risk today and open our hearts wide to you.
帮助我们能够愿意这样冒这个险，然后把我们心打开向你。
Because your heart is open wide to us.
因为你的心是向我们敞开的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主名。